become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's. That's wrong.
Tonight, live from Tel Aviv, where the U.S. is ramping up its efforts to get Americans out, and Israel says they're preparing for a coordinated attack. Fighting on Israel's south and north, while inside Gaza, Americans trapped, unable to get out. But the border may now open within hours, and the ship now coming to Israel to evacuate Americans. Our interview with the U.S. senators on the ground here at one point rushed to a bomb shelter. The deadly explosion inside Gaza, this caravan of civilians hit. Hamas says dozens were killed, including children. But Israel pushing back, saying it wasn't them. What we know right now, desperate hours at hospitals inside the Palestinian territory. 35,000 now sheltering at one hospital. Food, water, and medicine running dangerously low. While in Israel, we're with doctors preparing for war. Our first look at the weapons Hamas fighters use in their deadly attack. Did they come from Iran? The new warning from the FBI director about terror threats in the U.S.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, reporting tonight live from Israel.
Good evening from here in Tel Aviv, where Israel says they are...
Okay, hey folks, welcome to the National Intel Report. This is William Rabillum, your regular Wednesday host. I'm going to be doing the show on my lonesome here tonight again. I don't have anybody joining me tonight. Just want to let you know, next week I'll have Monica Schaefer joining me. I got some news to share about her. She let me know about something not related to Alfred, but somebody else in prison now up there in Canada. And so I'm going to share that with you tonight. For anything, please do go to republicbroadcasting.org and smash the donate button. Donate the much-needed funded so we can continue to speak the truth to you as the international Jewry clamps down more and more on free speech. And we have to be very cognizant of their psyops that are being used to, hasten and, accelerate their plans to stop, every last bit of free speech that they can. They're plugging all the holes in their narrative as we speak. And so it's unbelievably important, incredibly important, magnanimously important that we continue to donate and make the sacrifices needed in order to keep free speech alive. So, I have been doing it myself. So, please, folks, and I do not get paid. I don't think anybody gets paid except Mike, the station manager, just to keep the other station managers to keep the place going. All right. So, thank you guys for all your help and donations. Goyim, get your news here. At Lester Holt. Bon, it's been a while since I've heard that song. I think it's always been the same song even since I was a little kid. You're about to be told some crap, and it's all garbage, and it's all twisted and mangled half-truths and partial truth and non-truth and psyops, and here's a dummy on the gurney. I got a video from David Scorpio, great find. He probably mentioned it already, but maybe I'm beating him to it. I think he just sent it like the day before yesterday. But there was a video, propaganda video, where they were going into a hospital. I'm gonna tell you what the name of that video is here. So there was a dummy on the gurney, okay, at 13 minutes and 3 seconds. Let me see here where it is here. I think it was actually, I didn't mark it here. I don't have it. I think it was actually the one I just played, and that one is Nightly News full broadcast. Hold on a second. Nightly News full.
Tonight live from.
Hang on a second. Nightly News full broadcast, October 15th, NBC News. So I think if you go up to 1303 in here, and yeah, you'll see in the hospital, there's a dummy on the gurney. Okay. There's clearly a dummy. I'm going to verify on the break that this is the right video. I apologize. I'm always so unprepared. Here, hold on one second here. Yeah, I believe this is going to be 3 seconds here. Okay. Yes, this is the video. Okay. And it's right at 1305. You got a clear shot. It's a dummy, and they got a piece of paper over the dummy's face on the gurney in here, okay? This is doctors on both sides trying to save lives, and they have a dummy on the gurney. All right, feel free to go look at this, folks, okay? And call me and tell me if you disagree or you agree. Nightly News, full broadcast, October 15th, NBC News, okay? It's on YouTube. I don't know if Mike can publish this. Maybe you can put it on the newsreel and put on there that just go to 1303 to see the dummy on the gurney. This is unbelievable propaganda. I found another propaganda piece, which I believe is a propaganda piece, a bunch of guys kidnapping a Jewish woman and screaming, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, ah, over and over again. I mean, come on. Really? I mean, to make the goyim think it's the Muslims. Allah Akbar! Ah! Well, I'm not saying that they're, not a, genocidal group of Wahhabists. But I do think that they have, that whole sect of Islam is a huge Jewish influence in it. You know, it's a controlled opposition kind of dialectic. Same old pattern. Everywhere we go. But let me pull that clip up. Mike, if you don't mind going to clip number 2 and you go to 450, the Israel-Hamas war, you'll be able to hear this, but I can tell you the name of the video is in the website that it's on real quick before you start that, Mike, so people have it. So it's on YouTube. And, come on. Yeah, I'll just open it here. All right. And it opens up in other stuff. Okay, so it's called Israel-Hamas War, All the Most Shocking Footage Explained on Talk TV. Okay, Talk TV, Israel-Hamas War, All the Most Shocking Footage Explained. And if you go to 4 minutes and 50 seconds... You'll hear what you at least hear it on the show here, but you can go and see it. You know, she's got blood on her hands, and it just looks like a psyop to me. I could be wrong. I guess it's always that possibility, but it certainly looks like a psyop to me and propaganda. So, Mike, if you got that ready, if you don't mind playing it at 4:50.
Let's go through some of the footage that has been released to the public since the weekend, showing the devastation that has occurred. This distressing video has circulated, showing an Israeli teenage girl being dragged away by Hamas militants.
Good enough, I guess. I think that I didn't know it went on that long. But they're basically, you have to go see it, I guess. But I don't know. I guess it might not be a psyop, but sure seems like one to me. I definitely recognize this kind of stuff. So anyway, I mean, what a mess. I haven't been on, I was out for week before last, and I just haven't been talking so much about everything going on. All of my colleagues have been deep into all of this. And my general feeling is that, they are itching for this war. And they just want to genocide the Palestinians. Clean them out the land, ethnic cleanse. It's very clear that that's the case. They've made it very clear that that's what they want to do. And so there they are. Here they go. You know, it's what they're doing everywhere. It's just really gotten terrible. It's really gotten terrible. So I don't know. Some folks think that people are starting to wake up from this. There's a lot of normies that are kind of coming out of the hallucination that we've all been under. I'm about to celebrate 6 years of having been snapped out of my hallucination, jarred out of it pretty quickly, and then just dove right down the rabbit hole and did all kinds of research on everything. I mean, just absorbed it all like a sponge. One of my prouder moments in life, I would say. I'd say it's like find new purpose in life when you do this. Now, I confess that I haven't been reading as voraciously as I used to. So a lot of the time, and, you know, I'm also trying to manage my personal life. So a lot of the time, I come unprepared. But when you got the backstory, when you got most of the backstory, it's pretty easy to kind of, you know, make a pretty sound judgment about what's going on when you hear about things without having to dive down into the minutiae and pull up all the articles about what's going on in the Senate and the Congress and what Jim Jordan's doing. By the way, I got this article on Axios, it says Jim Jordan loses supporters on second failed House Speaker vote. And it's stuff that I just don't follow at all. But every once in a while, something comes across my radar and I say, oh, okay, well, what's going on here? And then the thoughts that go through my head are, oh, Zionist, everybody's a Zionist. they're all throwing each other under the bus. Nothing's getting done over here. All of this stuff, I don't know how much it really matters, you know. I would say I don't want to see. I mean, this looks like very bad news here to me. House Speaker GOP nominee Jim Jordan's campaign is going in the wrong direction. Why it matters, Jordan's once, and I'm reading now, once hopeful fight has now more GOP opposition than former Speaker Kevin McCarthy had on the $15 in January. I have no idea the backstory about this. What's going on here? 22 House Republicans voted against Jordan on the second ballot, up from 20 Republicans who voted against him on the first ballot. Democrats maintain their streak of unanimous support for House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Oh, of course. Yeah, the Democrats are all united. They're all united. While the Republicans are all split up and going to lose everything. So it's all going to be a one-party system soon. Jordan needs 217 votes to become Speaker and ended the second round with 199. Between the lines, Jordan packed up votes from Reps Doug LaMalfa and Victoria Spatz, voted for other candidates on Tuesday, but then he lost from support from his colleagues, Vern Buchanan, Drew Ferguson, Marionette Miller Meeks, and Pete Stauber. Well, never heard of any of these people. I don't know. Just a quick little touch on Normieville over here. So that's about it. If you want to call in and without going diving into the weeds, but sort of give sort of the run up to, if you guys know, this thing with Jim Jordan. I know he's been supposedly a big supporter of the anti-woke thing. And, you know, aside from being a Zionist, like every single one is, or they wouldn't be in there. He's put up some kind of opposition, whether that be controlled opposition or not. You know, I do give him a little bit of leeway. I give all these a little bit of leeway in a sense, the fact that they can't even get in there without being getting on their knees for the Jewish supremacist rulers, money rulers. So, it's a disgusting and humiliating situation that we are in right now. It really is. All right, so I got Joe in Florida. Joe, welcome. You there, Joe?
Can you hear me?
I can.
All right. I'll give you just a quick over if you want, then, about that Jim Jordan thing. I mean, to me, that's Normieville, and I am actually not all that interested, but I'll just say, so basically, Jordan is, there's a group of moderate Republicans in the House who are trying to hold out against Jordan because, I mean, I don't know who these Republicans are, but apparently they're anti-Trump Republicans, right? And they think that they're going to put in somebody like Scalise or somebody else. I mean, they're all allegedly conservative, but the thing is that Jordan is very closely aligned with Trump. And I think the good news is that he got 212 in the second vote. He only needs five more votes, and there's a possibility. So maybe on the third vote, he'll get it. I mean, that's like normie Republican stuff. But I actually, in the end run, I think it's good news that they haven't been able to. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not a... you know, you have anarchists sometimes have a show on the weekends here. I'm not an anarchist, but I think it might be a good thing not to have a speaker and let this keep going on for a few weeks because, look, there's no money going to the Ukrainian mafia, and there's no money going to Israel right now because they don't have a speaker to pass the legislation. Extra money to Israel, right? Oh, wait, $3 billion is not enough this year. We got to send them another $100 million or whatever, you know?
So that's I don't know what that means. Yeah, I mean, it sounds good, but I don't know what that means when no money right now is going and they turn the hose off because the bucket's full.
It just means that the exactly. I mean, it's hypocritical. It just means that they haven't actually been able to pass the legislation in the House because they don't have a speaker, and that just means that bill's not able to get through because they're not organized to do it. Does anybody doubt that the Jewish prostitutes in D.C. are not going to keep funding Israel? Which brings me to the real reason I call. I mean, I don't know if that summary helps you. To me, I'm watching it and, you know, on the back burner. But meanwhile, we have World War III. Oh, by the way, did you notice World War III started? This disgusting Zionist zombie president. So it's absolutely clear. I mean, you have to look at the big picture. In my opinion, you got to look at the big picture here. Israel, the most well-protected, super billions of dollars worth of security, you know, when this thing started about 10 days ago, 11 days ago, all of a sudden, Hamas terrorists come in, and it was 7 hours, 7 hours that this thing went on before Netanyahu called out the order stop them.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to skip the break. Go ahead, Joe.
Are you sure? Are you in a break?
Nah, we'll skip
skipping the break? Yeah, 7 hours. IDF was held up for 7 hours, okay? So, in other words, here, Netanyahu, who is a deranged, bloodthirsty Jewish psychopath, for 20 years has been drooling to try and get a war against Iran. We are supposed to believe that the IDF and the Mossad and the Shin Bet were, you know, the leadership, the Israeli and the military intelligence controlled by Bibi in Israel. Oh, they just somehow, on the 50th anniversary of Yom Kippur War, right? Oh, yeah, that wouldn't be a time that Israel is on the alert for watching for terrorist attacks from Hamas. Oh, no, they'll all be sleeping, right? No, they let this happen. Okay, he allowed it to happen so that he can get this war, which is now going on, which is an absolute genocide. And we Americans are insulted to have this zombie Zionist president fly over there immediately after these Jewish thugs and animals, I'll call them animals, bombed a hospital, killing at least 500 people. I mean, what kind of sick, depraved psychopaths bomb hospitals with patients in it? Now, we have this spectacle. You were talking about, what's his name, on NBC, Lester, you know, and all the other normies, Anderson Cooper. Oh, my God, they were so pathetic last night. Well, we hear a report, it's not confirmed, that a bomb has hit a hospital, and we can't confirm it. And now they've gone so far as to push out this big, unbelievably ridiculous story that Israel pushes on even Biden, saying, oh, it was a rocket. It was really just a rocket from Islamic Jihad. There's no way that this was a rocket. In fact, the Israeli army has actually already admitted that they sent this bomb. Did you see that on Twitter?
No.
Yeah, so it's a section of the Israeli army, and they had a tweet. Imagine how sick these people are to send this depraved psychopath sending out tweets. And I'll read it really quickly. So it's like one section of the Israeli army, and this was shortly after the hospital was hit. They actually put out a tweet where they acknowledge that they did it. Now, the first thing is Israeli army on their face. There was a Facebook page written by some Israeli army section, I guess the actual official Facebook page. And they welcomed the bombing on the hospital on this Facebook page. This was a posting they subsequently deleted. Oh, isn't that amazing? And there's a translation out here, and this is what they said. This happened at 5:04 yesterday, I guess Eastern time, on this Facebook page from the Israeli army. Quote, due to the, this is the Google translation from the Hebrew. Quote, due to the lack of medical equipment and the lack of medical staff, it was decided to bomb the Baptist hospital in Gaza and give them euthanasia death, unquote. This is the Israeli army posting on their website. And it sounds so typical Jewish depraved way of thinking, right? They're actually boasting about having bombed a hospital. It's just made me so sick. Honestly, William, it's made me very enraged, but also very sick. You see these images of literal babies just murdered. Hey, oh, by the way, you were talking about the so-called victims of Israel. Did you notice that this whole thing, what are they supposed to have bombed 260 people in that dance festival? Did you see that story?
Well, that was in the very beginning when it first kicked
off. Yeah. And that was like more than, rave. Exactly.
Yeah, I saw some footage of that, and I just saw people kind of running around and scattering about. I didn't really see anything too, in the quick thing that I looked at. That's the thing I mentioned is that I was just checking out some, and I looked up Axelon or something, Alexon or something, and it says, this corner was bombed out. Well, I looked at it, and it didn't look bombed out. It just looked like it was old and decrepit, and like it had been not, it was just sort of like slummy.
You're talking about with the hospital.
Yeah, now if you go and you look at like a bombed out area in Gaza or a bomb going off in Gaza, I mean, it's just absolute rubble everywhere.
Exactly. You
know, they show these pictures of, I mean, it's just ridiculous, the stuff they show. It's just blatant.
Exactly.
So it's, and they're just, they really are just kind of interfaces with it. I don't think they're even trying to hide it. I mean, this is nothing new. They're not trying to put good stories together. They've never tried to put good stories together that
exactly.
were plausible. I mean, look at the Holocaust. I mean, it's the lamest story you could even imagine. I mean, what is shrunken heads and lampshades and all,
don't forget the ashtray, human
well,
skin
the gas
ashtray.
Chamber, yeah, the gas and the gas, yeah, ashtrays and the gas chamber that has swinging doors that swing open the both sides and they don't lock and they doesn't have it's not pressurized, never
right.
was pressurized.
And
then they
and
drop
then babies-
this gas through the roof through cutouts in the roof that were cut out after the war. And then there's no Zyklon B staining on the walls in that what they claim to be the gas chamber.
Exactly.
And then they build a chimney afterwards. Right? The whole thing is just a lie.
Preposterous. Exactly. And what about babies being thrown into flaming pits? Remember that one? Elie Wiesel claimed that there were babies being thrown into flaming pits. It reminds me of this 40 beheaded Jewish babies. Where's that? Where's the proof on that, by the way? Or we're just going to memory hold that. We'll say something outrageously extremist, and then because you're such dumb goyim, we know that you're going to forget we ever claimed that happened. That's what they're doing here. There's a guy also, the other one, proof about this bombing of the hospital, is a guy named Hananya Naftali, I guess Israeli Air Force spokesperson, he actually tweeted out another thing that was deleted, but immediately after the bombing happened, he tweets out, breaking, Israeli Air Force struck a Hamas terrorist base inside a hospital in Gaza. And then he deleted that, okay? Now, they warned Israeli IDF, literally told the hospital that they were going to bomb. Oh, well, that really eases their conscience, right? If they tell you in advance that they're going to commit a war crime, right? So this is what they say. Oh, well, we warned them. Well, guess what? That's an admission. They actually said they were going to bomb this hospital, and then they did it. So the idea that CNN, MSNBC, and this disgusting, senile, old, zombie Zionist president would repeat this BS, that, we don't really know, and we have information, and maybe it was a rocket from Hamas. Sickening. But, yeah, yes, exactly like. You're right. By the way, I look forward to hearing from Monica Schaefer, I like the way she says her name, and hear her opinion on this, because that's exactly the same thing, right? Now we see this trend. This is one of the weapons that Jews use in war, right? They, not only are they despicable and have no ethics when it comes to the actual war they're fighting, but they're extremely aggressive in war propaganda. And they always push, as soon as they're committing their crime, you know, they cry out in pain as they strike you, right? Somehow they're the victims that they're murdering three-year-old babies in Palestine, dropping it on hospitals and on mosques, and somehow they're the victims?
Yeah,
outrageous,
Joe. It's sorcery, it's witchcraft, it's black magic, the way that they operate on the minds. You know, and a lot of it is we wouldn't be in this space if we were wiser, more vigilant. But they have managed to dumb us down, kill off the best of the goyim, best of us, who they call the goyim. They're not God's chosen people. They call us Amalek. They're Amalek. I'm coming up against a break, Joe. I'm going to thank you for the call. Great call.
Thanks a lot.
If you can send the links to those sources that you cited, if you don't mind sending them to Mike or send them to me, I would greatly appreciate
and
it.
Absolutely. And I'll put in one last plug. I'm always saying the same thing. Dr. All Jones, right. The Holocaust Narrative, it's an amazing book. You got to read it. You got to interview
it. Yeah. All right. Thanks,
Joe. Great.
Be right back, folks.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can
handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Joe was finishing by trying to tell us about the Holocaust narrative, the book by E. Michael Jones. And so that's his new book out, supposedly. Yeah, I haven't ordered it yet, but I know it's going to be an exciting book for people to read. So there was a great debate, a debate I've been waiting for quite a while now. And that's a debate between E. Michael Jones and Jim Rizzoli. Catch it on BitChute. It's on either one of their channels. A debate about whether or not Hitler, was a kind of a good leader or not. Whatever side of the fence you fall in on that, I think you'll find it to be a very interesting debate. And I have great respect for both of these men. I tend to fall more into Jim Rizzoli's viewpoint of it. where I don't really, I don't really agree with E. Michael Jones on his assessment of Hitler being, you know, some of the things that they got into some really interesting stuff. Father Lenz, Jim Rizzoli was pressing Jim E. Michael Jones about Father Lenz, where E. Michael Jones gets his information from about what happened in the camps to the Catholics. And so E. Michael Jones seems to have a bone to pick with Hitler over that, because he's Catholic and he comes purely from a Catholic position, not a racial position really at all. He believes there's three races in the world, Catholic, Protestant, and Jew. And, well, I don't know if you could say that scopes the whole world, but the West, Western civilization is comprised of this, according to him. So, and he makes, I respect his angle that he takes on it, because he does a lot of really great work. But I definitely think that there is differences in the demographics and in the culture and heritage of the European people versus other races out there. And we build high trust societies. We have always had the Jew nemesis on our monkey on our back for all of our, well, our history since Christ. Anyway, so check out that debate. It's really good. So I've got three callers. I got John in Colorado. I got Layla in Canada. I got Lynn in Maryland. I want to get to a video by Ben Shapiro. We are going to be taking the last break of the hour, or this hour. But there is a video from Ben Shapiro that I heard first on David Scorpio's show on Sunday. And check out his show. It's a really good show. But Ben Shapiro demands that America fight yet another one of their wars, or Israel will use nukes. You know, this is disgusting. And so Ben Shapiro used to be a guy that I used to follow before I woke up. It was right around this time 6 years ago, you know, probably between like August, you know, after the Charlottesville stuff, and this time, that I didn't really know about the Jewish role in things, but we were watching today's the 18th, so it was 6 years ago. I think it was October 17th was a 6-year anniversary, if I don't have the dates wrong, of the Las Vegas shooting. And by the way, speaking of anniversaries, the 50-year anniversary of the Yom Kippur War is the time when they start, they want to level Gaza to start this war. Really? That's not a coincidence. 50-year since then. October 6th, 1973. October 6th, 2023. Yeah, sure. So let me take some calls here. John in Colorado first. John, and then, oh, we got three after that. So I've got calls lining up here. We got John, then we got Layla, and then Lynn. Oh, it's not four, it's just three. Okay, I was reading that wrong. Yeah, John, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, William. Yeah, good start of the show. Just quick about Jim Jordan. I haven't looked in totally, but I've been listening to what people say, especially Jim Fetzer, but I was with a guy yesterday, and all of a sudden he popped up with a thing that Judge Jordy's a pervert. And I don't know if he was looking on his phone or coming up with something. I didn't respond. I just listened to what he had to say and all that. He's a piece of garbage and all that. And you know, I don't know. No, I don't think he is. I just think he's a Republican, and I think the other guy's, like, he's taken out the book of Saul Alinsky and all that. But it's interesting how going up and down about trying to get votes. I think the Republicans in there, you got a lot of confusion among them. I think it was spread by whether Democrats or other powers doing this, causing this to happen. But it'll be interesting to see what happens. Others say Steve Scalise might be a good one. I don't know who anybody else is. Jeffries, I don't know who that person is, where he's from and what his background is. But it's interesting that they've created a lot of turmoil to get this going. But one of your calls earlier said maybe it's a good thing for a while that they don't have any speaker because they're not passing any bills or throwing out money, especially which shouldn't be going anywhere like Ukraine or Israel or any of that for the time being. Of course, there's always powers behind it that'll put money out where we, the public, have no idea it's going out. But, and as far as the with the Israelis and Hamas, it's really interesting that the thing about bombing a hospital in that joint, they have no clue what's going on. And I don't know where to find it other than what the mainstream center. They don't bring that stuff up. It's interesting that that kind of stuff never gets out there. And they're calling them really people, women and children in the Palestinian side that, you know, they're killed and all that. They don't mention a thing about that other than what these thing about the Israelis, you know, what's happening to them. And the stand-down thing was purposely, you know, like a 9/11. Netanyahu went behind that. They did that just to, you know, make an excuse that, oh, they're being attacked and all that stuff. Then they come in and just all the bombing in the Gaza and the West Bank, and they don't say a thing about it. So, anyway.
Well, they call it Israel's 9/11. Well, that's true. It's another false flag that Israel did.
Yeah.
So, in truth, they're telling the truth. It's just that they think who they're saying that to believes that 9/11 was. People still believe the so-called official story. So, is there anything else there, John? That you want to discuss there?
No, that's right. I've got to take off, William. Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, talk to you later. All right, we got Layla in Canada. Layla, welcome.
Yeah, hi, William. I wanted to comment on the caller or the show prior to yours, the one with Jim Fetzer. One of the callers was lamenting something that Tulsi Gabbard had said that he was disappointed with. Well, once again, Tulsi Gabbard is Hindu. And she probably still is a member of the World Economic Forum. So she's well-trained. And that's what Israel does. They always look for people in their hasbara, their propaganda. Wherever they go, they look for someone who might have a grievance against Muslims. And then they indoctrinate and train them and use them as propaganda tools. So people like Tulsi Gabbard, Nikki Haley, Kamala Harris, who's married to a Jew, who's protecting her because, hey, she just might be the next president. I would be very careful. There are a lot of people who think there are enemies coming over the border. I'd say the enemies are already here. They've been here a long time. And I'd say the Hindus are the ones you want to watch out for. I find them very, very disappointing in terms of their objectivity on issues. My perspective, I'm speaking as a Christian born in Bethlehem, Palestine, so I have no bias towards Islam or Muslims. I'm not in favor of them. I'm not against Islam. However, when I see human beings treated like animals by animals who are worse than animals, who are actually satanic, and I don't call Netanyahu, I call him Satanyahu. He's just got to be one of the most evil creatures. I can't even tolerate looking at him in any video audio clip or whatever. The very sight of him is repugnant. He and Zelensky, Zelensky's got a face like a rodent. I'm sorry. And that gets me to the subject of Ukraine. A lot of people are aware of Khazaria and its role. It was a renegade. It was a gang of thieves that used to raid. They would go in and hire themselves out as mercenaries, but they would also, one of their primary jobs was to raid all of the caravans going on the Silk Road from China to the east of the Mediterranean so that they could conduct trade in ancient times. That is what the Jews that finally, when they were broken up by the Rus when Russia was created. Russia, and I believe in cooperation with, I think it was ancient Persia, they finally defeated the Khazarians. They broke them up, and then they settled most of them in Ukraine. And that's why there was such a Jewish the large Jewish population in Ukraine. Plus, there were a lot that were enticed to convert from Christianity into Judaism. They were called Sabbatniks, after Shabbat, and also Shapasnikis. Anyone with the name Shapasnik or anything related to Sabbatnik means that they were converts from Christianity to Judaism. Kagan, anybody with the name Kagan or Cohen probably comes from the Kagan, which was one of the Jewish converts of the upper class that ran the Hazaria gang. And they were a bunch of gangs. So when they were like a bloodthirsty gang in Russia as Bolsheviks, and from there, after they destroyed, slaughtered so many, especially the Tsar's family, and then went to Palestine, they were utterly brutal because they were well-trained. And when they have sacrificed their own people, when they talk about the people of Gaza or Hamas, who is the only reliable defender of the interests of the poor people of Palestine, when they talk about them being animals, it's an ironic thing because they were just so brutal, they literally sacrificed their own people. There was a limited Holocaust in the sense that they didn't even have to provoke it. Jews were themselves so provocative. In Russia, when the pogrom started, the Minister of the Interior was Count Nikolai or Pavlovich Nikolai Ignatieff, and he reported to the Tsar that the reason the pogroms were going on was because the Jews had become so rich by exploiting the peasants, and they were increasing the charges for all of the necessities that the poor people had to buy. And it was out of rage that people finally turned on them, and then they started the pogroms. So then they ran to Germany, where they did basically the same thing. And they claimed to have been discriminated against in Germany. Excuse me, Freud was a Jew. He was in the upper classes. I mean, how many upper class people are going to send their children to a Jew to sit alone in his office while they pour out the hearts of their most intimate thoughts to him? Obviously, Jews had reached an upper level of, they manage, they claw their way to the top, cloying. They're very cloying. They flatter, they attach themselves. Someone described them like a fungus or a virus. When they talk about anti-Semitism as though it's a virus, they are a virus in the sense that they attach themselves to the upper classes.
Layla, sorry. What is anti-Semitism? What is the main cause of anti-Semitism?
They're exploiting money laundering.
No.
One
word.
Greed. Unlimited, voracious greed.
No.
In my opinion.
The word is Semitism.
And I'm a Semite. That's what infuriates me. I am actually, I speak Semitic. Modern day Hebrew, by the way, is not the Hebrew of the biblical Hebrew. I grew up when I was born. That's the language I learned. The Aramaic. Hebrew was only a dialect of the Canaanite languages because there were many ethnicities in Canaan. And Hebrew was one of those dialects. And so they were all similar. For example, if you read the Old Testament, you know that Ruth went from Bethlehem to Moab, or Naomi went from Bethlehem to Moab, and her sons married two girls from Moab, and then they went back to Bethlehem when the sons died, and Ruth became the grandmother of so-called King David. Well, how did they do that if they didn't have a mutually intelligible language? They were all speaking variants of a primary Canaanite. It's like English. You go from New York to Louisiana, and you'll get different variants of the same language. You go to England, it's English. So there was Canaan was a territory, a region. It wasn't a people because there were a lot of people living there, a heterogeneous culture. And now the Israelis, now that they've taken over, they're digging up archaeology and transposing their propaganda in the way they interpret.
Right.
Oh,
Layla,
look,
let me ask you something real quick before we go on the break, and I'm going to end the call. But But what do you traditionally, do you come more from the left or the right? Like back in the, you probably had normie days, right? Before you woke up to stuff.
Were you more on the left or right? I've always been kind of neutral in terms of the Palestinians and the Jews, because my parents never taught me to take, they left it all behind. Kind of like when in the Bible, don't look back. When we left before the partition, by the way, so that we would not be refugees, we would not be stateless. So we came to Canada as British subjects with British Palestinian citizenship passports of the British Palestine. So,
well, Layla, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. Great info. And we'll talk to you later.
Okay, great. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, folks, we'll be right back. We got this little break here, and then the top of the hour, I still got more calls I want to get to. We got Lynn in Maryland next. All right, we'll be right back. We're going to the end of the line.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Back the last few minutes of this hour, and we got Lynn in Maryland. Lynn, welcome.
Thank you very much, and thank Mike. And William, you are a ray of sunshine, honest to God, and I just love your music.
Thanks.
The music is always just what I need to hear. And you know how when you're waiting, you think other things. So I'll start with what I wasn't going to say. Tomorrow
morning.
You're
not going to talk about Jim Jordan, are you? We already went there. I'm like done with
no,
that.
No, I'm not going to cover that at all.
You don't usually talk about
tomorrow morning,
Jim,
you're going to love this better. But this isn't what I was calling about. Tomorrow morning on NPR's Morning Edition, there's a little commercial. Starts with this audio of Trump talking, and it is going to be on how Christian evangelicals influence support for Israel. So folks may be interested. Now, if you remember last week, I actually mentioned that State Department briefing. Now, I'm not going to mention what I mentioned then about the whole thing with the Egyptians advising Israel, but here's something that Matt Miller shared. The president has ordered the Pentagon to take action against anyone who is hostile toward Israel. Okay? You might want your piece of paper handy. Now, here's what I'm calling about. First off, yesterday, Tuesday, was the Pentagon press briefing with the Deputy Press Secretary, Sabrina Singh. What a twit. And guess what? That the Israeli military has never targeted a civilian citizen, ever. Now, there's something I'm going to say in a minute that's going to relate to that. When you want to drive yourself completely nuts, there was an event at the historical synagogue in D.C. yesterday that was over, like, probably an hour and a half, at 6th and I Street with politicians and 100 of the top Jewish organizations. And since I know that you really love Jonathan Greenblatt so much, let me give you his little quotey thing. Because I'm pretty sure it was him who said, oh no, I'm going to lose it. Well, that's good, because isn't he a good one to lose? But somebody else said that.
Well, tell me again, what's the source of what you're saying?
Okay, you can find that
details
on
here.
C-SPAN.
You're talking about the CIA press
and
conference.
And just put in some search words for the Jewish event at the synagogue. 6th and I Street, and you'll find it on C-SPAN. I'm sure it's probably right on the homepage, you know, because it was a very historical event at the historical synagogue, okay, where whatever the heck that is. All right, but here's a couple things. Do you know that anti-Zionism is the exact same thing as anti-Semitism? Now,
hey,
remember the quote I told you from last
the
week?
Show, Lynn, stay on. I'll keep you over. We'll go in the second hour, okay? All right, we're at the end of the first hour, folks.
Done.
We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com.
or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.